I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this week, we got stuff just coming out the wazoo. I'm not sure what a wazoo is, and I'm pretty sure I don't want to know. Yeah. Anyway, but we do have stuff. And I do want to, right at the top of the program, mention a couple of very important things. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. And, like I said last week, I want you to think about becoming a patron, I'll get it, of this program. See, it's hard because the site is Patreon, but you become a patron. Yes. So, but it's patreon.com/whack Dr. Bill. I don't want you to whack Dr. Bill. That's not a good idea. No, I want you to become a patron because it will support the Netcast. It will help us get things to review and to look at and to enjoy and to have fun with. Yes. So even if it's $1 a month or $5 a month or whatever you feel is appropriate, we would appreciate you going to that website and becoming a patron of the program. All right, let's get into the stuff that we have. LibreBoot. Have you ever heard of LibreBoot? You know that every computer has a basic input-output system, a BIOS. And that BIOS is what boots when you boot your computer. It's all those little things that go flashing by right before Windows comes up or Linux comes up or whatever. Well, the BIOS boot sector system is what LibreBoot has replaced with an open source version. Okay? So that's what they started out doing, but then they went further. They said if we could boot with an open source, a boot system, then why don't we have an open source entire computer? Right, all the way through, operating system, everything, all the software. And so they did. So, LibreBoot Project announces the LibreBoot C201. Yes, it is a laptop. Now, last week we talked about an open source laptop. This one, the guy who writes this article in TechCrunch, John Biggs, he says the LibreBoot C201 for MIDI-free is really, really, really ridiculously open source. That's pretty cool. That's so open source, he had to use three reallys to express himself. That's wild. He says here, open source laptops, ones not running any commercial software whatsoever, have been the holy grail for free software fans for years. Now, with the introduction of LibreBoot, a truly open source boot firmware, the dream is close to fruition. The $730 laptop is a standard piece of hardware, but it contains only open source software. I tell you, we're getting close to being completely free from the man. Get free from the man and get this open source laptop. Dude. All right. The perfect example of the man, of course, is Microsoft. Windows 10. I know some people, I talked to a guy at work. He said, I just hate Windows 10. I can't stand it. I said, put classic shell.net on it. And he goes, I don't want to do that. I want to learn the real official operating system. Well, then you're going to have to put up with all the tiny things. I like classic chill. Puts me back to where I want to be. At any rate, the man. Stick it to the man. All right. Next item, Asteroid OS. This is not an operating system for asteroids so that you can fly them around. No. Not what it's for. It is an open source operating system for your watch. Now, I have an LG, original LG watch, the LG G watch, and I tell you, I'm seriously thinking about replacing the operating system, which is Android, with Asteroid OS. Because that looks kind of cool. Check out the YouTube video that will show you a demo of the Asteroid OS. It looks pretty cool. And it's got a lot of features, but it's Alpha 1. It's Alpha version 1.0. I don't know if I want to put that on my watch yet. You know what I'm saying? That may be just a bit early. So I may wait a little while, but I'm curious as to what it would be like. All right, next item. Now, you know that I'm a big fan, huge fan, of LibreOffice. LibreOffice is the way to go if you want a free office suite and don't want to pay the man for Microsoft Office. It will read and write Office files. It's awesome. We use it here at the house. My wife uses it. My son uses it. Everybody. I mean, LibreOffice, okay? Way to go. However, this week we have a new open source Office suite called OnlyOffice. Okay? OnlyOffice. And it has, it's very basic. It has Word type capability, Excel type capability, PowerPoint capability. It doesn't have drawing. It doesn't have all the other things that LibreOffice has built into that. Database, stuff like that. Doesn't have that. Just the three big dogs, okay, of the Office suites. A word processor, a spreadsheet, and a presentation package, okay? But I will say this. It looks really good. Very slick, very clean looking. Very modern looking. You know, LibreOffice has a tendency to look a little clunky, a little old, but this looks really sharp. I downloaded it, tried it. I was very impressed. And it reads and writes, it pulls PDFs in, tons of formats that it will support. Now, you can't edit a PDF that's been locked, okay? I mean, that just won't work. It's a security feature. That's why PDFs are PDFs, portable document format. The whole idea is that you can send them to somebody and nobody can change the text. Okay, so keep that in mind. But OnlyOffice, it's an open source startup from Latvia. And I tell you, you really ought to download it, look at it. It's very small, quick to download, and you can install it and try it. It really looks pretty good. Will I switch from LibreOffice? No, probably not, because I really like LibreOffice and I'm used to it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and this is early. This, as they develop. And now, the one thing about it that I will say. They have a cloud version that is as good as the downloadable version. Unlike the cloud versions of some applications. Now, LibreOffice is working on a cloud version. But we'll see. But OnlyOffice, I gotta admit, looks really cool. So check it out. All right, whoa! Very good, Fred. Fred, of course, is my imaginary friend. He kind of runs the back end of things for me. And he likes to play the Geek Software of the Week drum roll like he just did. Because we have a Geek Software of the Week that I think some of you are going to be pretty excited about. There's a YouTube demo video of it. As well, it's called Windstep Nexus. Unusual name, but it's a dock, like a Mac dock, okay? and you can roll over it and the things get bigger and all that. It looks pretty cool. So check it out. It says it is the advanced docking system for Windows. That's what they say of themselves. A dock is a user interface feature of a number of operating systems that typically provides a user with a way of launching and switching between applications. The WinStep Nexus dock is a freeware professional dock for Windows. With Nexus, your most frequently used applications are only a mouse click away, and Nexus turns working with your computer into a fun and exciting experience. But anyway, they have an ultimate version, they have paid versions, they have all kinds of other stuff. But check it out, because it's actually pretty clean looking, and it works very well. So, you know, check out the video, you'll see what I'm talking about. All right, next item. I was trying to get to before Fred interrupted me. Microsoft Surface Pro 5. Now, these are rumors. I've been looking at the Surface Pro 4. I got to admit, I'm fascinated by it. It looks really good. But I keep thinking, I got five fingers. What? What does that mean? I kind of want to wait for the five. Five is kind of my number. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even my toll-free number, 888-5-DR-BILL. I just like five. Okay? So, some of you didn't know I had a toll-free number, did you? What do you know? I got a toll-free number. But anyway, don't call me on that all the time. Come on, folks. Anyway. Yeah. Why do I do these things? I'll say something like that. I go, why did I do that? Anyway. All right. I've looked at the Surface 4. I'm probably going to wait for the Surface 5. But I got to stick back a lot of money. Because I want the full-blown 16 gig i7 super powerhouse if I ever get one. So if you've got $2,000 laying around you want to give me, I'd be all for it. But I'll have to squirrel it back a little bit at a time. You know what I'm saying? All right, but these are rumors of the Surface Pro 5. Microsoft is calling it the ultimate mobile computer. I gotta admit, it looks pretty good. But at any rate, it's rumored to come with 512 gig of internal storage. It'll be a 2-in-1 device with 60 gig of RAM. It will use the Windows 10 Redstone 2 operating system. It will release two versions featuring different display technology. The low-end model will provide 2K support, and the high-end version will offer 4K support. 4K. All right. The Surface Pro will also come with a new Surface Pen, and that Surface Pen will be a rechargeable battery with the ability to charge itself when attached to the tablet, according to the recent rumors. That makes sense. Having to replace a battery, not a good thing, okay? So, hopefully, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be pretty cool. All right, last item this week is Refracta Linux. It's a new distro that I hadn't heard of, but I'm telling you, it is very small and very light, and I've got a demo video that I did of it. Let's watch that right now. All right, we're looking at Refracta Linux. This is a new Linux that I just found out about. It's very light. It's a very light and fast Linux. You can see that we're talking very snappy. Now, this is in a VirtualBox session, but I want you to see that, and of course, this is set up not to go to any particular address, so we'll go ahead and type in good old Google. And there it is. Now, obviously, this screen size is reduced because I'm running it on a VirtualBox session, but I've been very impressed with how snappy this is. Terminal emulator, bring that up. Home, and you can see, I didn't click it. There we go. But you can see that it's very friendly interface. It's really a very lightweight and snappy Linux. Now, they even have an audio test here.
of the Grateful Dead, which I thought was pretty nice to be able to just test your audio right there from the desktop. This is the live version. This is the version that you would get if you burn a CD and put it in your laptop or PC. So I'm pretty impressed with it. Refracta Linux. If you've got an old machine that you want to resurrect, this is probably a very good way to go.
All right. There you go. Refracta Linux. If you're looking to resurrect your old hardware, you got some old PCs laying around, you wonder what to do with it, this may be the way to go. Install Refracta Linux. And, you know, it's very fast on fast hardware. On older hardware, it would be probably a really sweet spot for you, okay? Well, that's it for this week. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.